This is the Football Japan Minute Cast. It's Monday the 6th of September and Shinji Kagawa capped a fine performance with the game's only goal as Japan enjoyed a 1-0 friendly win over Paraguay in Yokohama on Saturday. The national side's first fixture since a penalty shootout defeat to the same opponents in the last 16 of the World Cup spelt the end of Takeshi Okada's reign as manager. I'm Ben Mabley with all the news both from this match and on how the J-League sides fared against some unfamiliar names in the Emirates Cup. Well, starting with the national team, and Borussia Dortmund midfielder Kagawa had only travelled to South Africa as 24th man this summer, after just missing out on the main squad. But it was he who combined cleverly with Kengo Nakamura on 64 minutes to carve the Paraguayan defence open with an incisive off-the-ball run, before calmly slotting the ball inside Justo Villa's left-hand post. Caretaker boss Hiromi Hara had sought to inject some youth into the side, with starting berths for Kagawa, Catania forward Takayuki Morimoto, and debutant midfielder Hajime Hosogai. Yuzo Kurihara and Atsudo Uchida returned to the defence, while World Cup star Keisuke Honda was brought back into his more familiar role just behind the lone striker. Hara's decisions paid off as the hosts confidently wrought revenge for their spot-kick heartbreak in Pretoria, and generally looked the better side throughout despite a couple of nervous moments for goalkeeper Eiji Kawashima late on. The showing drew warm praise from the new Japan manager Alberto Zaccheroni, watching from the director's box after his appointment was announced by the JFA last Monday. The Italian remarked that it was a difficult game and Paraguay were physically very strong, but Japan looked in fine condition and functioned very well as a team right up to the final whistle. Zaccheroni will observe tomorrow's friendly with Guatemala in Osaka, before taking full charge in time for autumn meetings with Argentina and South Korea. Despite a difficult spell in charge of Juventus last season, the 57-year-old is perhaps best known for leading unfancied Udinese to third place in Serie A in 1998, and AC Milan to the Scudetto the following year. Moving on to club news, and there were few shocks in store for the J-League representatives when they joined the Emperor's Cup at the second round stage yesterday, perhaps in part due to the fact that the non-league qualifiers had been forced to play their first round matches just 48 hours earlier. The biggest upset came when last year's semi-finalists Vegalta Sendai lost 1-0 against co-tenant Sony Sendai of the third-tier Japan Football League, thanks to an extra-time winner from Hideki Kirita. Former winners Tokyo Verdy also suffered a similar fate against Machida Zelvia, who are seeking to win promotion to J2 for next season. Holders Gamba Osaka cruised to a 6-2 home win over Osaka University of Health and Sports Sciences. J1 leaders Nagoya Grampus beat Chukyo University 3-0, while second division side Sagan Tosu dealt out a ruthless 10-0 hammering to the teenagers of Kumamoto Gakuen University High School. A full list of other results from the Emperor's Cup is available on the MinuteCast website at minutecast.footballjapan.jp. And I'll be back next week as the J-League gets back down to business. Bye for now.